So listen, we've been talking about going after God and positioning ourselves for the things of God. We believe that this is our ordained year. This is our Ephesians 3:20 year, John 10:10 year. This is the year of the discipline. And I believe that there are some things that God still has in store for us. And I know we're in August and we got a little bit to go for the rest of the year. But I just believe that God is still able to do whatever he said he was going to do. And so in order for you to get everything that God has promised for you and to make sure that you live this life that he has ordained for you, you have to intensify your pursuit of the Father. You have to intensify your pursuit of the Father. So listen, the rest of this year cannot be a time of routines, right? It cannot be a time of ritualistic acts. It can't be a time of different resolution and different things that we do over and over again. We cannot get into the habit of doing the same things that we've done all year that has not been working. I believe that this is a time where we have to shift our pursuit for the Father. Say amen to that. Amen. We cannot end the rest of this year with uncertainties, with doubt, with fear, with negative thinking, being around negative people, doing negative things that will cause us to forfeit our destiny. Y'all hear me good. This is the Lord talking. You cannot continue to do the same thing that you've been doing without making progress. You're going to have to make some adjustments. Somebody say make adjustments. So we cannot be in a place where we are distracted. A couple of weeks ago, somebody talked about distractions on our midweek. And I need you to understand that this is the season where the enemy is throwing everything at you. Every time you look around, it's something that's centered around your eye gates, your ear gates, to keep you off course for what God has for you. And I'm telling you, in this season, you cannot be distracted. So the rest of this year has to be a year that you make what's going to happen happen. This has to be a year where the rest of this year, whatever you are expecting God to do and whatever you need to make happen, you need to make happen. Elbow your neighbor and say, you got to do something. Please understand that God has done everything that he's going to do in order to get you into the place of success. It's up to you to do your part. He gave you the name. He gave you the blood. He gave you his image, his likeness. He gave you power, authority, ability. And so he's done everything he's going to do. He gave his son. His son gave his life so that we can live. And so if he gave us all of that, we might as well live. And so I have to intensify my pursuit. Got to stay focused. Got to stay focused. The word intensify means to become more intense, means to make more acute. Did y'all get that? Okay, y'all follow along. It means, intensify means to strengthen or sharpen. It means to escalate, increase, step up, boast, raise, strengthen, reinforce. Watch this. Intensify means to pick up, to build up, to heighten, to deepen, to extend, expand, amplify, magnify, aggravate. Intensify means to come up. Elbow your neighbor and say, we got to come up. We got to come up. Maintain a focus. You have to be focused in this last few months of the year. You got to stay focused. The word focus, I like definitions, so y'all got to bear with me. The word focus is the ability to concentrate on one's attention or a subject, to concentrate on a target or the center of something. We're in a time now where we're trying to get, you can't afford to be off. I went to go get my eyes checked. Every year I go get my eyes checked. And so what they do is they tell you to take your glasses off because we got to check your vision. And so they sit you down in this chair and they make you put your chin in this little thing. They don't care if it hurt, it be too tight. They don't care. They just put your chin right there. And put your chin there, and they put this big old thing in front of your face. And they say, look in the center and tell me those letters. A-X-A-T-V-X. Look at the third line. For those of us who like me, I can see close, can't see far. And so I'm like, Aura. And watch this. What they do is they adjust. They make adjustments so that your vision can be centered. Y'all better watch what I'm saying. And so they'll say, look again, read the same line. And I go, Aura. T, is that a T? They say, hold up. Clicker, 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 clicker. And they make adjustments. And they put into center and focus what you really need to see. And so finally, once they make all the adjustments, she say, read it again. I go, R-T-X-Y-W. And she say, that's it. The reason why you're able to see what you couldn't see at first is because you had to make the adjustments and put everything into center. And many people right now, yeah, you saying this is your ordained year and this is my Ephesians 3:20, but you not focused. This is my John 10:10 year. He died so I can have life to abundance, to let overflow. But you not focused. And so you got to make sure that you intensify your pursuit of the Father. You got to focus on the Father. And we get distracted because life comes along, and I know we live in a good life, but even in a good life, there's distractions. Stuff happens. You mess around, look up, your basement flooded. You mess around, look up, somebody sick, somebody hurt, something happened at the job, something going on. It's always something. But at the end of the day, no matter what happens, as long as I'm focused, nothing else matters. And so I got a few components that I want to share for you in order to maintain or to make sure that your focus and your pursuit is intensified. Number one, if you're going to have intensify your pursuit, number one, you got to maintain your relationship. Maintain your relationship. This is important because if you're taking notes, write this down. Relationship is your foundation. It's the foundation. Listen at this. Your relationship with the Father is the foundation to every other relationship that's established. The reason why we've fallen out with so many people and we don't have substantial relationships is simply because you're trying to have a relationship with your friend, but you don't have a relationship with God. It's okay. I'm cool. I've been preaching a long time. You ain't got to say amen. You ain't got to say nothing. I know I'm right. Once your relationship and the foundation of relationships is established through the Father, every other relationship should fall into place. The problem that we have is we don't have a solidified relationship with the Father. Therefore, every other relationship suffers. Why? Because your relationship with the Father has not been exemplified. And so you don't know how to treat people because you haven't spent enough time with the Father. If you spend enough time with the Father, he'll teach you how he treats you, and then you can treat others as the way he treats you. You understand what I'm saying? And so your relationship has to be in play. You got to maintain it. Here's what I discovered, Kay, about relationships. You can establish a relationship, but in order to keep it, you got to maintain it. You got to do some work. You got to invest in that relationship. I remember when my wife, watch this, Jasmine. I came at her, right? I came at her. I say, hey, girl, you know, I know we teenagers, but bro, you know, you look good. Can we do something? Watch this. Amina, she turned me down. She said, you know what? I got a boyfriend. And I said, you know what? I'm moving on with my life. Eventually, Foster, watch it. Eventually, the dude she was with didn't treat her right. So here she come running to me. So, Foster, you gonna like this. She came running to me like, you still wanna date me? I say, no, I ain't. I'm good. But eventually I folded, Dr. Jordan. I folded and I gave in and we established a relationship. Now watch this. Once the relationship was established, we had to make sure that we had investment and time and journey in our relationship. So we would be up at night talking, falling asleep on each other. You sleep? No, I ain't sleep. I ain't sleep. You sleep? Nah, I ain't sleep. We both fall because we're invested in the relationship. Y'all better watch it now. And so therefore, the relationship does not stay the same. It evolves. When you are in relationship with the Father, you can't just introduce yourself. Hey, Lord, I'm Mr. Twine, and I just want to make sure we know each other. All right? All right. No, you got to invest. Fall asleep on them. Father, I love you. You sleep? No, I ain't sleep. Spend time with them. Instead of talking to everybody else, how about invest in that relationship? Because one thing about God is, the Bible says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he shall repent. Shall he say it and shall he not do it? One thing about God, God is going to stay true to your relationship. He ain't going to be telling all your business. He ain't going to be judging you. He ain't going to be looking at you funny. You can tell him anything, and you ain't got to worry about somebody tweeting about you. Putting bogus statuses on Facebook. No, call me. Oh, no, I'm sorry. You have to maintain your relationship with the Father. In this maintenance, it requires some work. The more, watch this, the more you know the Father, the more you want to know the Father. Ooh, I'm talking about relationship stuff. Because some of the stuff you find out, it's like, man, that was real good. Tell me more. Can I have more? Can we talk a little more? That conversation was good. Some of y'all need to stop talking to people that's not challenging your intellect. That was an Elder Foster statement right now. You need to get around some people that you need to get around some people that's going to challenge your intellect. Stop talking to people that talk about the same stuff all the time. When you're in relationship, you want to grow. You want to have different stuff. If you still calling people and they still talking about, girl, I'm tired. You was tired 20 years ago. Can we get a new conversation? So you got to make sure that there is investment and journey in knowing God. I got Bible. Go to Hosea chapter 6, verse 2 and 3 in the New Living. From my center last night, I don't know if you got it, but if you ain't got it, just put the screen up. Let's work together. We're going to get this done. Hosea chapter 6, starting at verse 2 in the New Living Translation. Yeah, we have to not just have an established relationship, Floyd, but we need to let that relationship grow. What good is a relationship if it's not growing? If it ain't, it got to grow a little bit. Like let's we in relationship. Our relationship should evolve a little bit, just a little bit. Like to the point where I can call you and say, hey, how you doing? And your answer ain't the same. Okay. And so, oh, no, we can't. Can we get that magnified? I got my glasses now. No, I want it magnified so they can see it. Hosea chapter 6, starting at verse 2 in the New Living. He says this, in just a short time he will restore us, so that we may live in his presence. Watch this. Oh, that we might know the Lord. Let us press on to know him. Oh, that we might know the Lord. I like this second part. Let us press on to know him. That means that you're not limited to just one stage of life with the Father. The Bible says we go from level to level, faith to faith, glory to glory. That means that there are multiple levels of the Father. And what we do is we get the basics and we think it's okay to maintain the relationship right there. But where I'm trying to go, I need to know the more of God. If this is my ordained year, I need to know more. And so that means I got to increase my time. First Chronicles 16, chapter 11. Chapter 16, verse 11. First Chronicles, chapter 16, verse 11, New King James Version. It says, seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face forevermore. That means that I'm always continually seeking God so that I can maintain or grow my relationship with God. Y'all say yes. Second Peter, chapter 1, verses 3 and 4 in the New Living. Am I moving too fast, upper room? Y'all got to catch up. Second Peter, because I got to stay with my time. Second Peter, chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. He says, by his divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. That's a whole nother message. We have received all of this, watch this, by coming to know him. We have all of this by coming to know him. The more of this requires the coming to know him. Some of you know him when you were in first grade. You in high school now. He's a different God. Every level you go to, you need to make sure that you are inquiring to God on that level. Tell your neighbor, say you're going to have to grow up. You've been saved a long time. You can't come to the Father talking about, nah, lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. No. There has to be a growth. There has to be progress in relationship. In a relationship, you ain't got to say, Lord, I need you to do it for me. Real relationship says you're Jehovah Jireh. You've already provided. Y'all ain't saying nothing here. There should always be a coming to know him. There has to be a continual desire to know him. I don't care how deep you think you are, you can go deeper. I don't care how many names of God you got, you can go deeper. I don't care how long you've been saved. I don't care how many times he delivered you. There is more. And watch this. It is your relationship with the Father that breathes a stronger revelation of the Father. Whew. The more intentional you are about the relationship, the more revelation of the Father you get. Which brings me to point number two. You need to maintain your revelation of the Father. So maintain your relationship, but then maintain your revelation. There's always more. I want to read the scripture. Acts chapter 17, starting at verse 24 in the New Living Translation. I read this, and I've studied this before. But when you talk about the revelation or a continual revelation of the Father, that's him showing himself to you. And you being in position to receive who he is. Many of you inquire about God, but when he shows you who he is, you're out of place. So you never experience that. Okay. This is too much. Maybe this is too much. I mean, this is why you can't hate on people's revelation of God, because God healed you, so you know him as Jehovah Rapha. I ain't never had to go through no health issues, but I do know he's Jehovah Jireh. So don't hate me because I look at Jehovah Jireh and you look at Jehovah Ra. It's based on our revelation. This is why you got to keep your mouth shut when it comes to seeing people's walk with the Father. Just because you got five names of God, don't make them no less because they got one. They in where they at. You got a revelation. Allow God to show you him. Acts chapter 17, I need this, in the New Living Translation. Acts chapter 17, starting at verse 24. I need y'all to see this. Need y'all to see. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to read 24 to 30. But I need y'all to catch this. Somebody say, I need more revelation. So Paul, let me set this up so Foster won't text me later. You know you could have said a little bit more dissertation on Paul. No. So Paul is writing to the church of Acts, and he's explaining to them his perspective of his revelation of who God was, right, or who God is to him. And so he writes this letter, and he starts at verse 24, and he says this. He says, he is the God who made the world and everything in it. You only know that by revelation, okay? He says, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, he doesn't live in man-made temples. You only know that by revelation. Watch this, 25. And human hands can't serve his needs, for he has no needs. You only get that by revelation. He himself gives life and breath to everything, and he satisfies every need. That's revelation. From one man, he created all nations throughout the whole earth. He decided beforehand when they should rise and fall, and he determined their boundaries. Watch this, verse 27. This is his revelation for us. His purpose was for the nations to seek after the Father. Y'all, put this on the big screen. I need to see it. I need to see it. Verse 27, it says, his purpose was for the nations to seek after God. Let me tell you what seeking after God does. It puts you in position for him to show you who he is. And it is his desire for you to know all of him. John Legend wrote a song. He says, all of me loves all of you. You my end and my beginning. Okay, I can't. Because some of y'all are like, I don't know John Legend. I know St. John chapter 6. Y'all so deep. His purpose was for the nations to seek after God. Y'all stay with me. Watch this. And perhaps feel their way towards him and find him, though he is not far away, any one of us. 28. For in him we live, we move, and we have our being. That's revelation. You got to be with him to discover that you only can live and move by being in him. Okay. For in him we live. If you read this according to the original text, which was in the Greek, in him we live. Live means to experience God's fullness. We move, we set in motion or to stir up. And we have our being, which means our existence. So if you read it according to the original text, which was written, it says, for in him we experience his fullness. We set into motion our existence. I just got the revelation, so I can't give it to you again. I hope you got it. The original context says, for in him we experience the fullness of God. We set in motion our existence, which means that we can't fully exist without being in him. In him I live, move, and have my being, which would suggest I'm continually getting revelation of who he is, because in him, y'all better say something. Because I'm in him and I live and I move and I have my being, the more I'm with him, the more of him he shows me. Okay. In him I live, move, have my being. As some of your own poets have said, we are his offsprings. Verse 29. And since this is true, we shouldn't think of God as an idol designed by craftsmen from gold or silver or stone. I ain't got time to talk about the idols. But verse 30. Verse 30 says, God overlooked people's ignorance about these things in early times. But now, today, current, right here, he commands everyone everywhere to repent of their sins and turn to him. So here's the revelation. It is his desire that you have the desire to be with him the way he wants you to be with him. Do you not know that it's God's desire for you to be with him? That's what he wants. He wants for you to be with him. He wants you to get revelation of him. He wants you to get to know him in every capacity, because he knows that if you can know me the way I want you to know me, you can get everything that I have for you. And many of us are forfeiting the benefits of God because we don't know him like that. So you got to maintain your revelation. Y'all got to fix this clock because it ain't moved in like 20 minutes. If you writing, taking notes, it's the revelation of the Father that will cause you to see yourself through him. You'll be able to see yourself through him. So number one, maintain your relationship. Number two, maintain your revelation towards the Father. But number three, intensify your pursuit of the Father. This word, pursue, means to seek. It means to chase. It means to have purpose, to run after, to search for, to chase. You ever wanted something so bad that you were willing to chase it? I grew up in the hood. Lockwood, Chicago Avenue, West Side. I would have told y'all what gang I was in, but y'all might already know. Okay. We had a game. Jason, I don't know if you played this game. It said, chase a girl, kiss a girl. And so you could tell all the thirsty dudes in the neighborhood. All the thirsty dudes was like chasing with food. They sweating and going all up under the porch because they saw something that they wanted so bad that they were willing to chase it. I got a question. Do anybody in this place want God bad enough that you're willing to chase him? That you're willing to go after him? There's an intensified pursuit of the Father that we must have. And I don't know about you, but I want everything that God has for me. And so I'm chasing him. I'm looking for him. Yeah, I heard the song. I'm chasing after you. No matter what I gotta do. Because I need you more and more. I'm tired of investing my time and energy into people that don't have my best interests. But I figure if I can just chase God, he'll make sure that everything around me is taken care of. So whether you like me or not, I still got to chase the Father. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. If you stay focused on your seeking God, everything that you desire will be added unto you. Our problem is we look at God for a minute, but then we see something else that distracts us, so we want to go over here. Now you done wasted your time over here, and so now you forfeiting these things being added, so you go over here. And so now you get over here and get stuck because you shouldn't have been there in the first place. And so what happens is, all the while you're moving and not chasing God, you're forfeiting all of these things that should be added. And so now you come to church like somebody stole your bike. Welcome to Lifeline. Praise the Lord. Rashawn Terry be like, come on, everybody, jump and praise the Lord. You like, Pastor say, look at your neighbor and say, hey, good looking. And you like, hey. The only reason you have that attitude is because your focus is off. And you're not seeking God. You're seeking the approval of everybody else. But I've reached a place in my, man, I felt a preacher shift right there. I'm in a place in my life, Devin, where it don't matter if you validate me or not. You ain't got to like me. You ain't got to say good job. You ain't got to say keep going. If I'm focused on the Father, he gonna give me all the encouragement I need. Seek ye first. Yeah. The kingdom of God and all of his right. The kingdom of God is different from the kingdom of heaven. I don't have time to talk about it, but I'm thinking about the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God represents his way, his outlook, the way he does things, his system, his heart. So I want God's heart, and therefore I must seek his kingdom. Some of y'all, you trying so hard to get to heaven that you forget that there's a way. Man, I'm trying to hold myself together, but you so focused on, if I could just make it to heaven, I see Jesus, that's cool. I want to make it to heaven, but I do want some heaven on earth. And so if I can seek God and all of his righteousness, everything that's in heaven, I can get a little peace. Y'all ain't saying nothing. So you can sit here and be discouraged if you want to, but I'm going to keep my focus on God. So be consistent, Lord Jesus. Be consistent in your pursuit. Look at somebody and say, be persistent and be consistent in your pursuit. Seeking him equals seeking his ways. And so if there is an answer that I need, I ain't got to go far to get the answer, because the answer is in him. I don't need no prophet. You ain't got to prophesy to me. I don't need no prayer warrior. You ain't got to intercede for me. You ain't got to touch and agree with me. And all that is good. We need that. But there's a point in my life where I don't need nobody to touch me. I just need to keep my focus on the Father. Because the Bible says, oh my God, the steps of a good man is ordered by, and so as long as my focus is on the Father, he's gonna order my steps. Yeah, Bobby Brown said, every little step I take, you gonna be, y'all ain't saying nothing. And so I know that since my steps are ordered by the Lord, as long as I keep my focus on the Father, he'll give me everything I need. Watch your voice, Doc. Oh, my God. Do me a favor and tell your neighbor. Say, hey. No, look at him. I don't care about your key. You got to say it like I said. Look at him and say, hey. Say, whatever you do, keep seeking God. Put your hand on yourself. I got to move, but y'all are shifting to something. Put your hand on yourself and say, self, the Bible says that he is a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. So tell your neighbor, I'm going after God with everything I got. I'm chasing him with all of my energy. I'm trying to have everything that God has for me. Tell your neighbor, say, I want it all. Everything that God has, I want it. Seek the Lord. It means to be in his presence. Seeking the Lord, it means to be in his company. So as long as I got God, I got everything. Turn these monitors up. We might as well go now. I got everything that I need. Tell your neighbor for the last time. Say, weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning, because I got my eyes on the Father. Come here, Peter. I got the clothes now. The Bible says that the disciples were going to the other side. They were on a boat and a storm came. Is there anybody in the room that's ever been in a storm? As you were going in the direction
that God told you to go. The Bible says that the disciples was in the boat. The storm came. It was raining. The wind was blowing. The boat was rocking. Have you ever been there in life where the rain was coming? The wind was blowing. Your boat was shaking. But here comes Jesus. He shows up in the middle of the storm. You know the story. He comes up and Peter says, "Hey Jesus, is that you?" I like Peter, because Peter was bold. Peter wasn't discouraged. He wasn't dismayed. He didn't care about nobody else. Peter says, "Hey Jesus, if that's you, let me come to you." Jesus tells Peter, "Come on out the boat. But all you have to do is keep your eyes on me." So Peter, he got out the boat and he started walking on water in spite of the rain. He kept walking in spite of the wind. He kept walking in spite of the boat rocking. He kept walking. As long as he kept his eyes on the Lord, he didn't sink. I just came to tell you, before I lose my mind, keep your eyes on the Lord. Be not dismayed, whatever be tied. God will take care of you. Hey, I feel like preaching now. Y'all loose me. Let me go. Because as long as I keep my eyes on the Lord, I'm not distracted by what's going on around me. Come hell or high water, I'ma keep my focus on God. And every time I keep my focus, God takes me higher. Yeah, I'm going to another level because I got my eyes on God. And as long as I got my eyes on the Father, I have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man all of the good things that God has in store for me. Grab your neighbor by the hand and say, "Neighbor, I want to encourage you in the month of August, for the rest of the year, keep your eye on the Father. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. But keep on looking to the Father." The Bible says, as the deer panted for the water, so my soul cries for you. I don't want nobody to hinder me. So I gotta keep my eyes on the Lord. I got to stop. I got to move. Because I can see the breaking of faith. And you need to know that as long as you're going and don't stop, keep your eyes on the Father. David says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because God is with me." I feel something in the room. I need to encourage you. You don't think that you got help. You don't think that you got somebody. God told me to tell you, I'm with you. God told me to tell you, I'm with you. Be not weary in well doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Oh my God, tell somebody, on God. Keep your eyes on God. Now unto him. Who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think, according to the power that worked in us. Get out your seat and push about 30 people and say, you got it, you got it, you got it. I'm leaning and depending on God. Somebody open your mouth and shout, Lord, I'm looking at you. Say, Lord, I got my eyes on you. Say, Lord, I'm gonna keep my focus. I'll let nothing separate me from his love. Not height, nor depth, not my sister, not my brother. I'll let nothing stop me from getting his love. Because God's love, oh my God, it never fails. Somebody lift your hands and give them glory. Somebody right now, you need to go after him. Go after him. Lose yourself right where you are. You can't afford to keep your eyes off of him. Lose yourself right here. Lose yourself right now. Lift your hands and honor him. Lift your hands and praise him in advance. For what's to come is better. You can't make me doubt it. I know too much about it. I know God to be Jehovah Jireh. I know God to be Jehovah Shalom. I know God to be Jehovah Sikkimim, Jehovah Rofika, Jehovah Nekadish, Elohim, El-El-Yah, the beginning, the ending, Adonai. When you run out of words, some call him Emmanuel, the bridge over trouble water. Some call him bread when I'm hungry. Some call him water when I'm thirsty. Some call him Jesus. Somebody open your mouth and shout that name. Been going through all year. Can I encourage you? Since you got him, don't let go until you get what you want from him. Now that you got him, yeah, he says, I won't let you go until you bless my soul. So I'm holding on you, and I'm gonna keep my hand on you. Until I get my healing, I'ma hold on. Until I get my deliverance, somebody hold on to the Father. Don't let go. Yeah. of y'all too quiet. I need you to be desperate. This is your defining moment. And if you don't get what you gonna get now, you mess around and die. I need you to get it. That's it, you're almost there. Come on, come on, press. Somebody press. Okay, I'm gonna do this and we're gonna leave. I need you to lock hands with one person. Find one. This is our community. This is how we do it. Find somebody. Lock hands with them. Find somebody. Move quickly. Move quickly. Now, when my wife was giving birth, she got to the point where she was in labor and the baby was almost here. And the nurse came in and say, I see the baby head. We almost there. So what I'm gonna need you to do is take a deep breath and push. Some of y'all, you lost your desire for the Father. You lost focus of the Father. So God instructed you some midwives and some support for you. I need you to look at your neighbor and say, when I count to three, I'm gonna shout push, and I need you to give it everything you got. Tell them your baby is on the line. One, two, three, push! Everything that you've been praying for, push! You die giving birth, you gon' live, and your vision gon' live. Your dreams gon' live. Your family gon' live. Somebody right now, it's three of you, by way of Holy Ghost, it's three of you. You already at that moment where it's like, I done gave up already. I don't even want none of this. I need you to come quickly. It's three of you. You already done gave up. Come quickly. Come quickly. Come quickly. Come quickly. It's three. You already deserted your desire for the Father. You already, don't be ashamed. I'm going to help you. It's three of you. Come quick. Holy Ghost, don't lie. It's just three. Move quickly. Move quickly. Roda na mande behe sheketa mana mande boho. Rebe bebe shuta na mande beke shete. It's two more. Stand right here. It's two more. You like, I don't know about this God thing because I don't see it. I don't see how it's happened. Why stuff keep happening like that? And you don't understand. It's two more. I need you to come quickly. It's two more. Rebe be nun sheketa mande behe. Uskus ketamane me. Robo bobo shana na mande ke shete. Come on, it's two more. I don't want to leave you. So listen, this point of contact is going to be a thrust. You're going to feel something different. Don't trip. You ain't got to be afraid of it. You ain't got to be scared. But it's going to be as if you got a new breath of life, right? Now watch this. Once you receive that, everything in your life goes up. Your vision changes. Your hearing changes. You'll begin to see God from a different way. Not that I'm worried about what Moses and them did. You're going to get a fresh revelation of the Father. You hear me? Close your eyes. Lift your hands. Now I need you to take three deep breaths. I don't even know where this coming from. It's two more. If you're going to come, you need to come quickly.
Take one more. Now receive the fire of God. This ain't to make you fall out. You ain't got to do that. Don't worry about that. Get your mind off that. Focus on receiving the love of the Father. Receive the love of the Father. Receive the love of the Father. Yeah. 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 Yeah, it's two more. I don't want to leave you. Two more. Yeah. Who's her accountability partner? Now, look, you can't fall out. I need you to hug her and let her know what the love of the Father feels like. Go, 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 go. Okay. Okay, everybody lift your hands. Is she coming? I can't see. That's Sue. Come over here. Stand right here. Lift your hands. So you got discouraged. So let me help you. Oftentimes in this life, when we lose focus on the Father, we get discouraged. Because we trying to understand. We trying, why this happening? Why this go this way? And why they go this way? In this walk, you can't worry about all that. So in this next season, I need you to keep your focus on God. Keep your, matter of fact, return your focus on God, because you once had a focus. You got distracted. Renew your focus on the Father. Close your eyes. Take three deep breaths. Somebody should be praying in the Holy Ghost. Take a deep breath. One more, real big, one more. Shh. Yeah. 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 Renew your focus. Renew your focus. Renew your focus. There it is. There it is. There it is. Yeah. Just receive. Just receive. Just receive. Oh, man, they be shake it. Man, they man, they be hold. But I be bend, 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 shy, and I'm a city. Lift your hands up, church. Father, thanking you for giving us back our press. Giving us back everything we need to keep our focus on you. We're going to maintain our relationship. We're going to maintain our revelation. And we will maintain our pursuit of you. In Jesus' name. Yeah. Yeah. Just receive it. Just receive it. Yeah. Pastor Keisha, come with her for a minute, please. Lift your hands, bro. Amen. Father, I pray. Yeah. Welcome home, God says. Y'all clap for him. And God says, watch this. God says, thank you for returning your focus to me, because you lost focus for a while. But one thing I love about God, no matter how much we change, he does not change. And so, Father, I pray that as your son has returned home, I pray that you will give him supernatural increase. I pray that his focus goes up, his desire goes up, his pursuit after you goes up, and his life will never be the same in the name of Jesus.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah, you got your language back.